Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I have with me Darren Wilson, producer of Furious Love. And Darren, before we go any further in the program, I want to take our viewers right to that little introductory clip of Furious Love, so we'll go there now.
I've seen Satan.
The powers of darkness rage blatantly here. I call it, you know, Disneyland for the spirit world. But because of that, then, the love of Christ rages even more.
For a year and a half, I traveled the world to some of the darkest spiritual climates on the planet with one goal: to put God's love to the test.
First of all, it's okay that you don't know something. And secondly, the real question is, how bad do you want to find out?
The church for so long has her head in the sand. See no evil, hear no evil, touch no evil, and we won't be evil, kind of, you know, I think it's kind of the idea. And yet so much pain and so much suffering is going on all around that the church is not even aware of.
I think we've made this relationship with God not about a relationship, but about meeting requirements.
On Valentine's Day 2010, the revolution begins.
William Booth said, the founder of the Salvation Army, "Church, do something."
And in this glimpse, like of a second, this little girl jumped through her skin and said, "Help me." And then the demon pulled her back.
All right. Let me see where I'm going.
Before I say all right, I have to ask you, which God are you praying to?
What God am I praying to? I'm praying to the God in heaven. Yeah, who's everywhere.
But Jesus said, "I'm the truth." Truth is not a teaching. Truth is a person.
Darren, that is, well, number one, it's amazing footage. But number two, it gives such tremendous impact. And I've been around a lot of deliverance ministry and talk about the love of God being demonstrated. Because, in fact, I've been on the end of it where I've had the demons and been delivered from it. And what I remember more than anything is not someone yelling at the demons or anything. What I remember more than anything in those personal encounters was the love of God protecting me, defending me, fighting for me, and delivering me. When I watched that footage, it really touched my heart because I thought, here's all these beautiful people that are bound and had no way to get released except by the Lord, and you were able to capture God's love in action. Mm-hmm. So Darren, tell me a bit about, you know, because you produced Finger of God, mm-hmm. of course, which was on the miraculous, and this one's on the powerful love of God. How did this project Furious Love come about?
Well, I always tell people, if Finger of God was about me
traveling the world, chasing the miraculous. Furious Love is about me traveling the world, chasing love. And basically, it's kind of, I guess you could call it a sequel, kind of. But if you watch Finger of God, you realize at the end, I realize that it's all about love. All the miracles, all the good stuff that happens, it all happens because God loves us.
Yeah.
And so with this one, what we basically set out to do was put that love to the test. And I felt like I had, the Lord gave me permission to put his love to the test. And so what we did is we decided to go to very dark spiritual climates and see if his love would show up here. Will it show up for this person? Will it show up in this,
wow,
in this place? And so let's chase it. Let's chase his love and see what it looks like. And
wow,
it doesn't look like a Hallmark card. It doesn't look like a Christian bookstore. It looks, it's ferocious, and it's furious, and it's dangerous, and it's powerful.
Yeah.
And when it invades,
I remember,
yeah,
Darren, when you were sharing your testimony with me about how God apprehended you, because you were raised in the church, so you believed the word, but you were very skeptical, mm-hmm, and cynical regarding the supernatural power of God. And so it was in Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship where your wife, your father, and the Lord himself hijacked you. And they did it saying, yeah, if you'll just come with us this one time,
right,
we won't bother you again. But then that's where you met the breakthrough angel, uh-huh, and where you had a real strong encounter with God, a spiritual encounter.
Yeah.
You went into a little corner by yourself because you were so out of it because of that encounter. And that's when God revealed his love to you like you never had before. And something happened to you at that time that changed your life forever. But when I was thinking about it, it was all about what, that's what God put in you, was,
yeah,
love. He put in you an awareness of love, a call to love, a call to produce love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've done through Finger of God and with Furious Love.
Yeah. I think how I describe where I was before, I call it head love.
Mm-hmm.
And what head love is, it's when you understand, like, theologically and intellectually that God loves you and, mm-hmm, that he loves everybody. Like, it's one thing to understand that. It's another,
right,
thing to fully experience it.
Right.
And I always liken it to, like, my relationship with my wife. If I were to simply have a relationship with my wife that was completely based on the fact that we just tell each other that we love each other,
mm-hmm,
that's all we do. We just constantly just tell. I say I love you, but we never touch. We never embrace.
You never feel it.
We never feel anything. It's just, it's, you could probably live a fairly happy existence.
Sure.
But you're never going to get the full brunt of,
right,
what love really is, which
there's
is
one
the
thing
embrace.
Knowing in your head, but another thing experiencing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's what he really did, starting in Toronto with my encounter with him. Is he started, that's the first time I understood love not in my head, but really deep in my heart. And it was all about understanding how he viewed me, and that he was not angry with me, and that he wasn't looking to pick on me. And the biggest thing that I learned is that I can trust him. And I think a lot of Christians, mm-hmm, they love God, but they don't trust him.
Right.
And what he's really taken me through in making these two films is learning to fully trust him and know that he has my best interests at heart as,
wow,
well as his own.
That's awesome. There's so much to learn about love, and of course love, mm-hmm, goes through tests, but I want to go back to the footage,
yeah,
in Africa. And I, by the way, I love the way that you use humor, like, just it's cute, actually, the way that, you know, there you are kind of naive and innocent,
yeah,
about this whole thing and wondering what's going on in the white tent. I had to laugh when I saw that. Oh, it's the deliverance tent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So had you ever seen a deliverance before you went there?
No. The closest I ever got, my wife actually had like a deliverance of a spirit of fear. And I saw that, and that was pretty wacky. But it wasn't like full on, you know, growling and all that kind of stuff. But I'd never seen anything like that before.
Because Jesus says in Matthew 10, He said that we're to go with the commissioning he's given to us, with the authority, and preach the good news of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. But as we go, he wanted us to heal the sick, to raise dead, and to cast out devils, mm-hmm. to cleanse lepers. And so it's actually a very normal part of spreading the gospel. It's good news, isn't it? It is totally an expression of God's love to see a captive set free.
Absolutely, yeah.
So since then, have you seen this in other places where God has set captives free like that?
Yeah, we filmed in a few places. I mean, the thing with Furious that I didn't want it to turn into, and I don't think God wanted to turn it into this, was chasing around the demonic. Mm-hmm. Because darkness is more than just the manifestation of the demonic.
Right.
But yeah, we went to a lot of places, and I remember one instance in particular that I think is in the film, where we were in Thailand visiting the ministry Nightlight.
Right.
One of the girls manifested,
right.
And that was we got that all on film too, and it just see just how much the enemy hates us.
Right.
Like that, it just makes you so angry.
Right.
But then to see how much God loves you and how hard He will fight for you, and He will never, ever, ever, ever give up fighting
Amen.
For you.
Amen. Darren, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Hi, welcome back. We're talking about God's Furious Love, a brand new film that's out. Darren Wilson, you produced it, and it's actually out in the churches now, and it's getting distributed, and people can go on your website to actually find out where it's being shown and how they can get in touch with this particular film. So what's your website that you want them to go to?
They can just go to wanderlustproductions.net.
All right, and that's up on the screen, so they can find out more information, not just about Furious Love, but about other projects mm-hmm. that you've been working on as well. I'm so excited for what God's doing in and through you. We're going to talk right now about how you and Jason Westerfield went to a witchcraft festival, mm-hmm. and you went in to show the love of God. And as we were in break, I was sharing with you how I actually had a background in the New Age and the occult witchcraft. I was involved in witchcraft, white witchcraft. We always, you know, used power to do good things mm-hmm. and loving things. So, it, you know, although I did know people in dark witchcraft, and I found that most of those ones were just in it for self-protection, mm-hmm. you know. But in the New Age community that I belong to, the people were so lovely. Like, I just mm-hmm. loved them, and it was actually a real happy community to be in, and people really cared about each other. In mm-hmm. fact, in some ways, there was more love in those communities than what I found sometimes in the church.
Yeah.
But I found that when I became a Christian, a lot of the church was absolutely freaked out and afraid of the New Age community and the witchcraft community.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, they don't realize how much God loves them, because when you're in it and you meet God and you feel His love, you realize how furious His love is.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. If it wasn't for the love of God, I wouldn't be here today, because mm-hmm. He wasn't afraid of the mm-hmm. of the groups I was involved in. He wasn't afraid of the darkness I was in. He invaded the darkness of my heart with His love, flooded me with it, and saved me.
Yeah.
And so I love going back inside of those environments, because I'm not afraid of them. I love them.
Yeah.
But I want to hear about how you and Jason went in to a place that is spiritually dark. I mean, witchcraft is a deception.
Yeah.
It's definitely dark. It's definitely sinful. But in that environment, there's people who are trapped in the deception. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it was actually fairly early on in the filming process for this, and I was still formulating exactly what this movie was going to be about. And I thought, all I knew is that I was supposed to, like, go into dark places, like dark spiritual climates, and see if God's love would show up. And so I got this idea to go to this witchcraft festival, this witchcraft and occult festival in Salem, Massachusetts. And so I had filmed with Jason in the first in Finger of God, and I called him up, and I know he lived out there. So I say, hey,
right.
Jason, you want to come do another one? And he said, sure. And so we went in there, and I thought that I was going to pick a fight. I went in there with the full acknowledgement.
What do you mean to pick a fight?
To pick a fight spiritually. I thought we were going to go in, and I wanted to see the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. I wanted to see them crash into each other. And I wanted to see what would happen when that happened. And I thought fireworks were going to fly, there's going to be manifestations of whatever, and like it was just going to be awesome to film. Right. So I go in there fully aggressive spiritually and stupidly. So we're going around, and we're sneaking around this witchcraft festival, and Jason's going out, and he's praying for people, and nothing is happening. Like, nobody's even getting healed. Like, there's just nothing happening. And Jason he wasn't frustrated, he was just confused, and we all were confused. He says, because he turned to me at one point and he says, you know, the spirit's here, God's here, mm-hmm. He's just not releasing anything, mm-hmm. And I don't understand why. And it dawned on us pretty quickly that whatever we were doing was the wrong thing.
Right.
And so we had to kind of regroup, and my brother-in-law actually got the idea. He said, well, we're sneaking around, why don't we just make a spectacle of ourselves, and let's just put the camera out in the open and tell people that we're making a movie, and
right.
You know, we'll pray for you, and we'll see what happens. And so that's what we did. We put the camera up, and we told people that we're making a film, and we'll give you a free spiritual reading and spiritual cleansing.
Right.
Because it's speaking their language.
You're talking about a prophetic word of destiny, or you know, a little bit of deliverance, or, you know.
Yeah, and what's funny, when you're dealing with what we learned that weekend when we're dealing with witches, is like they're all about experience.
Right.
And so, you know, we would tell them beforehand, like, now, just so you know, he's going to probably know things about you. You may feel electricity. You may fall down. You may feel things. And they're getting all excited.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a ride kind
sure.
of thing. And so so they come up, and they're just, like, waiting. And I remember Jason, when he started to pray, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Let the battle begin. And Jason started to pray, and he started to really reveal things about them to them. And they all said afterwards, they would turn to my crew and they said, that guy's better than any psychic we've ever gone to.
Like, wow.
And they were just getting rocked. But everything that came out of Jason's mouth was a word of love. And there's one guy in particular, he's in the film, who he was a full-on witch. He had the full witch garb, like red cloak and
sure.
everything. And he came up, and Jason said, okay, well, I'm going to pray for you, and God's going to reveal things to you. And he stopped him. He says, before you begin, I want to know, which medium will you be using
right.
to speak to your God? And Jason said, well, I'm going to pray to Jesus, and he's going to tell me stuff. And so he said, oh, Jesus, you may continue. Like, they love
wow,
Jesus.
Yeah.
What did we learn? Witches, they're cool with Jesus. They just don't like Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts to pray, and everything he's praying about this guy, he's like, you love to do this, and you love to do that, and when you were a child, you had this dream to do this, and just really, really just detailed stuff. And the guy's just staring at him, and I'm like, what is going on in this guy's head? Is this even right? And everything was, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'm going to bless you in this area because you love to do it, and I love you. And I'm going to prosper you in this area because I love you. And not once did Jason have to pray, if you turn to me, will I do this?
Right.
It was, I'm going to do this because
right.
you're my kid, and I
wow.
love you. And I was filming it, and the Lord spoke to me, and I know that's when it's going to be in the movie, when he speaks when I'm filming. And he said very clearly to me, he said, do you see? I did not come here to fight. I came to love.
Yeah.
And he just loved on everybody. And it was funny because at the end of the day, nobody got saved. And I remember thinking, I'm going to get killed to show this because we didn't, like, you know, try to seal the deal,
sure. mm-hmm.
so to speak. But the Lord, he said, that's not the point. That was not the point today.
Mm-hmm.
The point today was for them to have an encounter
mm-hmm.
with my love. I'll take care of it.
Exactly, because once a person experiences the Lord, you can't deny it. That's why I love prophesying over people
mm.
on the streets, because then the presence comes and they know that they've never felt anything like that before.
Yeah.
And and they'll never forget it. And sometimes God will empower you to lead them to Him right then and there, but other times it's just a seed sown, mm-hmm. and then He's got another plan down because He's watering the seed of love, and it just like His love wins them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just getting a word right now for someone who's watching that you are still involved in the New Age and the occult, and that you've been in a lot of confusion lately, and that's because it's a deception. I know what that's like, and you can be set free though, because I see your hunger. I see the hunger in your heart to know the truth. I remember having that same hunger. I didn't want to be in any deception. I didn't choose it on purpose. It was just what I had stepped into. But when Jesus came into my life, the deception lifted. I came into the truth and He delivered me. Just come to Him now. Call on His name and you shall be saved. Call on His name and you shall be delivered. Come into the truth right now and just contact us at info@xpmedia.com and we can give you some more information, or go on our website xpmedia.com and you'll get a lot of good teaching and training and instruction there as well, and you can grow in Jesus.
I hadn't come here to visit Hindu temples. I had come to hear about something horrendous that was taking place in the Indian countryside of Orissa. Thousands of Indian Christians have been massacred by Hindu extremists over the last 2 years, and the news media is all but ignoring it. So Shanti organized a meeting where survivors of this persecution could come together in unity, in hopes of finding some solace and healing through their common bond, Jesus. Our attempt to attend this meeting ended when a train in front of us derailed, nearly killing us all. We left a camera with Shanti and were forced to smuggle it out later.
It started in May, June, July, and then August was really bad. And then it didn't really stop, the persecution, and nobody knew about it from outside because no media was allowed to come in even then. So nobody knew that it actually started so long ago. So many homes burned. So many families killed. And they first burned one of the churches so that when they would burn the homes, that the families would not have a place to hide. Like every family that they were going from home to home, they ran out thinking they will hide in the church, and they saw the church burning. They didn't know where to go. The husband would say, okay, take the kids, run to the forest. So they were literally splitting up that way. But in the morning, the wives couldn't find their husbands, and the husbands couldn't find their children or their wives. Of course, days later they found out kids were killed, husbands were killed, wives were killed, so they ended up with like so many members of the family just gone.
Ette bor bor khonda thenga ete bor bor kati dhori ki pura emti emti jo karuchanti ame jo khali se samare emti khali thoruchu
ei kapra jodi kitta ghore ghore chote
18 pastors within one night they were murdered. And then I just asked my father, how did this all happen? Then he said that I don't know anything. The mob just went inside the house and the past, and they just cut the pastor. They just separated his neck from his body. Right. And then I asked Jesus, oh God, why is this all happening to us? Why is this all? We didn't do anything. We didn't kill that guy, na. Then why are you giving punishment to us? Then my mom said that, no, it's you're lucky that you have been part of this. You know, it's written in the Bible that blessed are the people who are persecuted for the name of Christ.
And a friend of ours, you know, of course, wrote and said, it's Christmas today. We celebrate one who was born to give love.
we too learn to die. Just like Christ, so our nation gets to know his great love.
Darren, you are definitely called into media, and the Lord's been showing us all kinds of things, what he wants to do with media and distribution, and how even Hollywood is going to be bypassed in a way because God is going to build something whose builder and maker is him. And so you're very much involved with some strategies on that, on as far as getting the word out, getting film out.
Yeah, the current system is pretty broken for upcoming filmmakers and particularly for Christian media. You either go straight to DVD or you get in the theaters, which is nearly impossible. So what the Lord is telling us to do and what he's telling a lot of other people to do at the same time is to not try to get the current system to bend to us,
right,
but to just
create
make
a new system.
Create a new system of distribution. And the Lord has spoken very clearly to a lot of people, and he's saying the same thing. You turn churches into movie theaters.
Yes.
And so that's what we're going to do, and we want to build a huge network of churches that believe that the media can be redeemed and believe that God can use the media for however he wants to use it, not really having an agenda, but to be like-minded, to work in unity together, to literally create a system where people can show films that are kingdom, that have kingdom principles,
right,
that have a kingdom of God mindset, that you can see thousands upon thousands of people can see what they normally would never be able to see.
I am so excited about this, Darren. I know that God's using you as a forerunner. And like you said, there's many people being spoken to about this with distribution strategies. I see angels being released out of the heavens with scrolls specifically for this time so that we can communicate with the nations the message of the gospel of the kingdom and the values of the kingdom. It's not going to always be overtly Christian. It might just be hidden within entertainment, but it'll get into the heart. And we ask for you to pray for us as we pursue these avenues of strategy with the Lord, because God's raising up a media army. Remember this, he loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time.